This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to Fourth Down Focus, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. I am Dan Lundy, host of the podcast and founder of Fourth Down University. We are getting close to bowl season, the college football playoffs, and the NFL playoff picture is becoming much clearer. What a wild season it's been to this point. I've had some success. I'm playing with BetOnline right now. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all NFL and college football action this fall. There's a new website and even more odds, props, and bets contests. BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your phone to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. And don't forget to use promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Episode 58 of the podcast welcomes Spencer Vox, founder of Kicker Central, the number one news source on Instagram for NFL kickers and punters. Spencer, it is an honor to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dan. Got some coffee with me. It's a typical 40-degree rainy November morning here on the West Coast, man. How's things back east?
Yeah, so for the listeners, I'm in Daytona Beach area, and he is the opposite corner of the country. And then north of that, you know, he's 3 hours early. So yes, I do appreciate you recording this early for you. This is very convenient time for me. I'm about to have lunch after this. So I want to thank you selfishly. And for the listeners, most of my guests, guys I've trained and coaches I respect, but a lot of them are also people that I have found to be my favorite social media follows. Spencer is one of these accounts, and I refer to his Instagram account daily. I want to first begin by thanking Spencer for his contribution to the specialist community. I'm sure most of the listeners on this are well aware of Kicker Central, but if you're not, today is to familiarize you with a little bit more about his project and his purpose and what he does for our kickers, punters, and snappers out there. Your Instagram account, Kicker Central, is incredible. I've nicknamed you the Adam Schefter of specialist news, as it seems you're always the first to report a tryout, a trade, a cut, an acquisition. So can you share the Kicker Central story, how it began, and your plans moving forward?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Surprisingly, you aren't the first one to call me that. I think it was Raiders punter AJ Cole. It was him or Lions punter Jack Fox who called me that first, but it's an honor, man. It's pretty funny. But in terms of the page, it was kind of a thing I started back in October 15, I think it was. I just turned 15. And it was kind of just like a like side thing. Like nobody really knew about it. It was kind of like a just a thing like I reported on for fun. It wasn't anything like to be taken serious. And then it kind of just blew up. Like I think what happened is it's actually one of your boys. I think it was Austin Seibert had reposted one of the things that I posted. And then it kind of just blew up from there. And it's just kind of something that I was bored one day and made it. And then it kind of turned out to be its own thing. And now there's a bunch of like free agents and actually current NFL guys and then real agents that use my page for regular updates and tell me it's awesome all the time. So it's honestly super cool.
I just became so curious as to who was behind the scenes. So I finally reached out to you. I dropped you a DM, if you will. And you were very quick to get back. And shortly after we're on a Zoom call and I learned that you are a 17-year-old 12th grader from Vancouver and my jaw dropped. High school football is not even that popular in your region of the world. So can you explain how you got into American football and more specifically punting?
Yeah, man. I'm from Vancouver. It's in Western Canada. I live about 50 miles southwest of there now on a little island, but it's technically in Canada. If you enjoy wind and the rain, this is your spot right here. But I wouldn't necessarily say that high school football isn't like that popular, but I would say it's not like, I definitely wouldn't compare it to American, like where like everything's like D1, D1, D1. Like I'd say lacrosse tops that sport for sure over here. That's like our national sport here. So yeah, you don't see too many like big athletes coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia, but there's like a couple, like I know Javon Holland and Chase Claypool, like those guys came out of like little rural cities from where I'm from. But yeah, man, in terms of how I got into football, I kind of started playing it in fourth grade. My dad's always played football, so he was the coach for that team and he just kind of brought me out of there. I played receiver and quarterback for a bit. Took a big break from it because I was focused on other sports. And then I played my freshman year as a receiver. And then our team folded because we didn't have enough players that wanted to play. And so I kind of, that was also kind of a contributing part to the page, was that I wasn't playing football, but I missed football. So I kind of just like whipped it up together as a thing, but now I'm back into it. I kind of play receiver, corner, little linebacker, and I have fun as well. In terms of like how I got into the NFL, I'd say I've always kind of watched the Vikings my entire life. Adrian Peterson was always my favorite player, so I always kind of had a connection to the sport. And of course, if you connect Vikings to kicking, that's always kind of been an issue that's happened throughout. So that's also another reason where I kind of like, I'd say that's the thing that really got me into it, was like one day I was just kind of like, how hard can it be to kick a ball type of thing? Like a lot of people you'd think would be like, you know, you got one job, put it in the net. And then I tried it myself. I'm like, okay, this is a lot harder than you think. And then I've just kind of always been connected to that, because I always found it special that these guys can just blast it 65 yards into the post. And in terms of punting, I remember same thing similarly. Like one day I was just thinking, like, imagine if I could get paid $1 million to punt a ball. Like, and then it was just kind of like, I tried it a couple times and I found it quite fun, but I never actually took it seriously. But I did punt this year for my U19 team and didn't do half bad, but I'm probably not going to legitimately pursue it.
It's interesting and it's awesome. I want to talk about wide receiver. You mentioned you played on the defensive side of the ball. You said other sports. How do you think these other positions complemented the punting?
Yeah, man, totally. You got to have good hands, man, especially if you get like a low snap or especially low snaps, especially if you're holding as well. So I always use a glove on my left hand when punting to help with grip. But you, if you play receiver, you know, you got to ditch the gloves in the rain. So you got to have strong hands, man. Explosive leg movements for sure, especially on good routes. Like sometimes you need quick cuts and then, you know, to explode through the ball, you really need that. And good footwork too, especially if you can't handle the snap, you got to get out of the pocket and boom it away Aussie style. So it's really cool how you can compare them.
Yeah. I love people who play other things. I say it all the time in this show, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but you know, I think it's cool that you found it. And I also am really proud of AP. I'm sure you're glad to see your boy back in the league for a little bit.
Always am.
Right. It's pretty awesome. He's filling some big shoes at the moment, but I think he's doing a good job. He's a vet. I think they're comfortable with him right now. Mm-hmm. So for the last few years, we've kind of mentioned this a little bit that you've covered it, but you've also researched many of the world's best specialists. And I was wondering, what characteristics do you believe specialists must possess to ensure a long and productive career?
Yeah, man. It's a tough one. I thought about this for quite some time, but I think you probably hear this a lot, but consistency will keep you up there in the league. Like, if there's anything I've noticed, it's consistency over like one good ball and then three shanks. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say 95% of kicker and punter releases I go through are consistency being the top one. And then the second one, which I'm going to mention here, is injury, man. Like, groin and hip issues, they just absolutely destroy the specialist community, and it's killer to their careers, man. Because if your replacement does well, you're kind of out of there. So I'd say it's got to be those two.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that's obviously being a pro. I think a lot of people get injured because they don't care for themselves. Sleep is related to injury. Diet is related to injury. The obvious, the activity in the weight room and whatnot. These are all things that can help hinder that chance. But people get hurt. I got hurt. I worked hard at what I did. I was unfortunately hurt 3 times in my right adductor, had a recurring thing going. But I also think it's very important to note that kickers and punters, snappers, we're specialists, right? We're assassins. We get one opportunity, one shot a game oftentimes. Fortunately, sometimes we get two. But I think it's important to be resilient and believe in yourself. I think that all too often, people after an adverse situation, especially in front of like 80,000 people, negative things get exacerbated, right? Other things come out and the performance dwindles, right? But I think the ones that are the best or that can do something once negatively and realize that was one moment, that one moment has now passed, and now I must move forward and just focus on not doing that again. Maybe reflect on what negatively happened, but don't live in that negative moment. Mm-hmm. So I love what you said, though. You've got to be healthy too. You've got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And all of those things come with being a pro, doing the little things, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. So I want to know something interesting. This is something I ask people lately on this show, because I always get really, really interesting answers. Mm-hmm. If you had the entire specialist community, you have about 1,000 people listening right now on average, all of which have a major passion for what you and I share, right? So, but imagine if that was exponentially larger. Imagine if you had the entire world of passionate specialists, overzealous specialists, that community. If you had them on a Zoom call for a maximum of 3 minutes, what do you think you would say to them and why?
I'd probably tell them, like, number one thing is to keep going and ignore the stigma around like the specialist name. Like, if I've noticed one thing, it's kind of like, if you're the kicker or punter on the team, you're kind of known as like that lesser guy that kind of like has one job, you better get it done type of thing. And it's just kind of like, I noticed that when I was a punter. And it's kind of, you know, I just don't like the negativity around it. Like, the best videos is when you see those people on YouTube that like tweet stuff about kickers and punters, and then they take them out there, like they fly them out there to kick a field goal, and then it looks like they're kicking an onside kick. Like, man, it's harder than, like, you know, it's harder than people make it out to be. And like I said earlier about the consistency thing, I'd probably tell people it's cool to get PRs and all that stuff, but as you can probably agree, consistency will win you a job over being able to hit an odd yarder, but, you know, go 3 for 6 on 40 yarders. Like, the more precise you can be, the better off you'd be.
All right. And then what if I said, hey, guess what? Good news, Spencer. You have an additional minute to tell everyone a little bit more about Kicker Central. Could you go ahead and tell me more? I want to learn something new.
Yeah, man. It takes a lot of research, man. Like, I spend more time than you think on this thing. even the graphics themselves could take me like quite a bit of time, especially if it's like an obscure player. Well, not obscure, but you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
There's not too many photos of them out there. And then I got to kind of throw together a template. And then all these, like the point of the page is that it's an obscure thing. So then to try and find the obscure stuff and then finding the news itself can be difficult because like I'm kind of that guy. So then going through all these different pages, trying to find stuff, like a lot of the time it actually has to be the players themselves who will let me know when stuff happens, like for themselves, because it doesn't get out there quick enough.
That's incredible. I never really thought about it, but there has to be, since you are the first or arguably the first, and I think Adam Schefter's competing with you when it comes to kickers and punters and stuff. If you're the first, you can't just copy and paste an article and stake claim to it with a new graphic and a different picture. Cause I see that a lot, you know, when you click on Google and you search a subject matter, current event, if you will, you read a lot of the same articles mm-hmm. or very close to the same. I mean, I see the same paragraphs verbatim sometimes. You're the first to the scene. So you know what that means. That's, mm-hmm. that's added work. And again, that's why I brought you on today, is because I want to commend you for your work. I think your work should be noted. I think people should check you out. If you're not following Kicker Central and you have a passion for kickers and punters, you need to. I'm telling you now, like, it's one of my favorite. I'm not endorsing him. I'm not making money off him. I just brought you on, Spencer, to say thanks. Seriously.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
So I'm going to end with this. Can you share a few ways the audience can reach you should they have any follow-up questions from today, or if they just have some ideas for your stuff moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's been a pleasure. If anyone wants to ask me anything or would like to check out the page, like you said, Instagram is Kicker Central. You shouldn't have trouble finding it. It's pretty unique, but it's a blue logo with a punter. And there's not very many of them out there like mine. I am thinking of making a Twitter because I feel like that would help a lot more exposure. So maybe look me up there in a few weeks and it should be up there, but it means a lot, man.
Yeah. I'm pleading you to get on Twitter. I think it's going to do wonders for you. Mm-hmm. But you know, I know everyone has their own lives and I know yours is busy as it is, but keep doing what you're doing. Like I'm going to give you your own advice is yeah, stay positive. Keep taking it one day at a time, you know, because anything that's great, you know, anything that's hard, it's probably worth it. And it's not going to be easy. It never will. It's going to get harder as you grow. And that's part of that too. And as long as you stay passionate, you have a true love for this, I think you're doing special things. So it means a lot to everyone at Fourth Down Focus that you were able to share this information. And I think it's going to be awesome to see where this goes. So please give us a 5-star rating, a review, subscribe to the show, share it with a friend. And if you have any questions related to the podcast or, you know, suggestions for future topics and guests, you can reach me in several ways. My website is fourthdownu.com. On social media, my Instagram and Twitter are @fourthdownu. And on Facebook and LinkedIn, you can find me by simply searching Dan space Lundy, LUNDY. Thanks again for joining us at Fourth Down Focus, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week with an exciting new guest. I hope 2021 is treating each of you well. And remember, in all things, give thanks.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.